top-rated geopolitical expert and analyst Suleiman of Moral Resistance. I highly suggest you follow him on X, on Twitter, on YouTube at Moral Resistance. It is a honor to have you on the show, Suleiman. Last segment, we're talking about Lebanon. We're also talking about the MOU. Let's go ahead and get into that. Break down the MOU and key points of contention, agreement, whatever you see coming out of it.
Yeah, first of all, it's an honor and a privilege to come on. Thanks to Rex for having me on. Yeah, look, the MOU, when you break it down, it is, largely speaking, very much pro-Iran. And what I mean by that is, so if you look at it before February the 28th, what was the Israeli contention? Israel wanted Iran to have zero enriched uranium and not to have a nuclear bomb. Iran never wanted a nuclear bomb. They wanted zero enriched uranium. They wanted Iran not to have any ballistic missiles or to reduce the capacity. They wanted Iran to abandon the resistance, and they wanted Iran to basically uninstall the nuclear facilities. Quite clearly, this document doesn't have any of those things right in there. Also, in addition to that, another thing that came about was a regime change. Again, this document doesn't have that. What this document has is essentially this ability for Iran to become the fourth biggest power in the world. You look at it from an economic perspective, they're going to be able to, if they're unsanctioned, they're going to be able to do trade throughout the world. They're going to have control over the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to have these new relations with the Gulf states. My own sources, as per what you mentioned, many of the guests that I have, but also my own sources, tell me that there's a major shift happening in the Gulf now,
yes,
where the American hegemony has been reduced, where some of these countries, some of them, some say more, but I'm again taking with a grain of salt, but some of these countries are now looking away from America, looking to China and Russia and Pakistan for a new security umbrella. So you look at the US empire, it's been diminished, it's been reduced from what it is. And you basically have a problem where, first of all, you see the reduction of the American empire. You see these American allies moving away from America. And then you look at other allies like Japan and South Korea. So just think about it logically. Someone like Japan and South Korea, a large amount of their trade comes from the Strait of Hormuz. Is it in your benefit to be allied with the United States of America? Would you make a separate deal with Iran? Yes, you would. If I was Japan right or South Korea, I'd be like, look, next time American Israel attack, let's make some kind of overarching trade deal where our vessels can still go through the Strait of Hormuz. We'll buy some of your manufacturing products. You buy some of our, whatever electronic products, and we can come to some kind of overarching trade deal. And so you just look at the ability of what Iran can do, the power that it has, the power that it's now being given in the region. It's going to be essentially the fourth biggest power in the world, and it'll be the main power in the Middle East. Then you look at the specifics of the deal. Iran has control of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's able to enrich nuclear, enrich uranium. Iran still has its ballistic missile program. So what has Iran gets $300 billion. Right. Iran gets its unfrozen assets, another, what, $24 billion.
No sanctions.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than this is a huge victory.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, you know, that we would agree to this, but it's understandable because we need the conflict to be over, or else we're not going to have a country anymore. We're going to have the Great Depression, right? So that's where that all figures out, is like Trump goes, well, I got to leave. I don't really have a choice. I don't really have an option. I think it's pretty clear, pretty obvious to everyone that he's bought and paid for an agent of Israel. So, like, bar losing everything he has politically and losing the country, he'll do whatever they ask him to do. He can't do anything but this agreement, because if he doesn't do this agreement, it will destroy the U.S. The U.S. will basically be gone. And we're going to come back for another 5 minutes. Really appreciate you, Suleiman. The grave nature of this cannot be understated, guys. We need peace in the Middle East. This is why I love what Joe Kent says so much. Just declare victory and go home. You don't even need this. Just leave. We don't need the bases. We don't need troops there. We don't need the missile systems there. It's all to protect Israel because they're waging wars of aggression they want us involved in. So we'll be right back discussing all of that and more. I want to remind you, thealexjonesstore.com, best place to buy methylene blue, supplements of your choice, apparels, t-shirts, hats, you name it. That's thealexjonesstore.com. I don't plug enough, and if I don't plug, we're not going to stay on air. Go get a hat. Go get a t-shirt. Go get a product. Go get Ultimate Life Force, bestseller. Go get Methylene Red, bestseller. Go get Methylene Blue, bestseller. All these products and more available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you after the break.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, we're wrapping up the last 5-10 minutes here with Suleiman, amazing geopolitical analyst, has the best guests in the world on at Moral Resistance. You got to be following Moral Resistance. Subscribe to it on YouTube. If you're not doing that, you are a nerd. Go get the best information. Go subscribe to Moral Resistance on YouTube. Suleiman, we kind of just broke apart the MOU, peace agreement, whatever it wants to be called, whatever they're calling it today. And this is a victory for the world, Iran, the U.S., whatever you want to say, because regardless of the terms, the conflict will be over for at least 60 days if it's signed and it's on the progression to peace. However, it would be nice if we lived in Peaches and Creamville and there were, you know, happy people dancing around with giant sugar canes and lollipops and stuff like that, like Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Unfortunately, there's a war in Lebanon right now. And that war in Lebanon, you know, it's all good to say, what does the point number one say in the agreement? And I quote, an immediate and permanent end to the war on all fronts, including Lebanon. Suleiman, is that possible?
I don't think it's possible, unfortunately. And what's important is that the word permanent, because immediate would mean end hostilities in Lebanon. Permanent means it ends forever.
Right.
Why that's important? Well, if hostilities to end forever, it means Israel needs to retreat from Lebanon. Now, these Israelis have not retreated from Lebanon. If you remember in 2024, when the resistance was dominating Israel on the ground and they had to retreat, they had an agreement. And part of the agreement was, because the resistance in Lebanon, Hezbollah, were dominating them so badly, they weren't able to enter into Lebanon at all. And so what happened was, when the agreement was substantiated, the Lebanese army were meant to come and replace Hezbollah on the border to make sure the Israelis don't come in. So Hezbollah retreated, the Lebanese army didn't come in, and then Israel went in and took five different villages in South Lebanon to take control over it. And so this Israeli idea of having control over at least a certain percentage of Lebanon has always been their position. They can rationalize it to say, we need that in order for security in northern Israel. And so in reality, obviously, they've taken that. They've taken well above that. They've gone to the, in certain elements, they've gone to the Litani River. They are losing on the ground. So that's right. Not a problem. Like, we were expecting them to essentially within a month fail, fall, and have to retreat anyway. But they haven't got to that point yet. And so Israel, I don't see a scenario where they would allow peace in Lebanon, where they would allow peace in Gaza. I just don't see a scenario. And I think that if someone like Netanyahu was to agree to that, that would be political suicide. So
yeah,
I just can't see that happening.
Let's have a little bit of an esoteric conversation here, last like 5 minutes that we have to talk. What does that mean, they won't allow it to happen? Does that mean espionage? Does that mean a false flag, green flag style attack? Does that mean pressure on Trump? What does that mean in your mind? What are some of the possibilities, probabilities, options there? Last question.
Yeah, in terms of false flag, I just think it's a bit more unlikely. Like, because if you look at any of these like recent false flags, people are like, meh, they're not even looking at it. They try a false flag. Like, you saw the Trump shooting, like, I remember the first time in Butler when Trump was the attempted assassination.
Right.
We had like tens of thousands of people live listening to us, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, wow, what
us
just
too.
Happened?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. I was reporting that day. It was crazy. It was crazy, man. And like how psyoped I got as I pulled the cross out of my shirt. I told people to vote for him because I thought they tried to kill him because he was anti-war. I genuinely believe that. And that makes me look back at it. I don't know what's going on anymore. But go ahead. Go ahead.
So you remember that. So you had a high viewership. It was crazy. This last one, if you remember, it was like a blip. It had like a slight increase of viewership. It wasn't like people just aren't bothered. But I think a false flag is highly unlikely. I think what we will see is the Israel's false flag method, or whatever you want to call it, in order to impede, is they'll just go to South Lebanon and bomb it. They'll go to South Lebanon, bomb it, and then there's going to be this expected retaliation from Iran, and then Trump's going to have to come in and defend. And when you look at it from Iran's perspective, which is quite right, the way they see it is Israel cannot do anything without the United States of America. So in Lebanon, of course, they can bomb Lebanon without the U.S. But even if you look at these strikes that Israel did against Israel did against Iran recently, Trump said he wasn't involved, but then we got information that CENTCOM was involved. They helped with the defense. They helped with some aspects of the refueling. So they were involved. In addition to that, what you basically got is in that engagement, even though the U.S. was involved, the reason they retreated is because Iran absolutely decimated Israel. The Ramat David Air Base was obliterated. In Jordan, they took out the military facility in Jordan. According to some reports, according to Iran, there was at least dozens upon dozens of fighter jets that were taken out. According to Russian intel, there was at least 12 F-35s that were basically destroyed in a hangar jet. Whatever it may be, such was the level of destruction. That's why Trump came running back to the negotiation table and tried to agree a deal with Iran. So bringing that all back together, the way that Netanyahu can do this is by just bombing Lebanon. He bombs Lebanon and you're back to where we started.
Absolutely disgusting. We pray to God that doesn't happen. However, it looks likely if you look at past indicator being the best indicator of future behavior, what's gone on when they get stressed out or pushed up against the wall, they bomb Lebanon to try to drag us back in. Thank you so much, Suleiman, for being here. I want to tell everybody where you're going to be at Moral Resistance.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you, Rex. You've been on our show, and we'll hopefully get you back again as soon as possible.
100%.
And it is the Moral Resistance channel. We interview experts, military experts. As you mentioned, Larry Johnson, CIA, Anthony Aguilar. I think you've had him on your show as well. Green
Love
Beret.
Him.
And Lieutenant Colonel Karen Katowski and various others, Green Berets, Marines. We try and all American experts, as well as we get people on the ground from Iran as well. So check out the channel. It is Moral Resistance. You can see it, and hopefully you enjoy it. And I appreciate you giving me a chance to relay this to the audience.
100%, man. You got good information. It's an info war. It's about sharing that information. I want people to actually know what's going on so we have a choice against it. Ignorance is the greatest weapon of the empire within all of this. Thank you so much, Suleiman, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. We get the best guests. We do the best shows. That's Suleiman at Moral Resistance. Highly recommend that you go ahead and go follow him. What did he just break down to you? The United States is agreement incapable, because it doesn't matter if this is all good and copacetic and we go ahead and get it signed. It's irrelevant even. What really matters is what Israel is going to do. And you think about it, this is a nation of 9 million people that we sell all our military equipment to. Their military is our military. And we don't have a seat at the table. We can't pull the steering wheel away from them and tell them no. It's a very scary time to be an American and live in this reality. Now, I want to go to J.D. Vance, who was talking to Megyn Kelly. He had a couple points on this. Let's go ahead and air the two J.D. Vance clips, the second one and then the first one. Go ahead.
So here's some of the reaction. Mark Thiessen said if the deal terms are accurate, as has been leaked, it's a complete disaster. He's calling this, by the way, the Vance deal.
I wonder why he doesn't call it the Trump deal.
I wonder, too. There is Ben Domenech, who was on Special Report last night, called this a hillbilly Obama deal.
Who that's a reference to.
Seems to be a shot at you, sir. Not bold foreign
Pause
policy.
It.
There's a guy.
So to all the people that are mad about this and don't want a peace deal and are apparently like ascribing blame to J.D. Vance or whatever, like, they should just wear a bib covered in fake or real blood all the time that says, I love death. And then go around and tell people, hi, yeah, I'm a political whatever. I love death. Can I shake your hand? And see how people react to that. Because here's the thing. I despise Trump now. I despise the whole administration, all the cabinet members now. I view them all as corrupt criminals who need to not hold political office again and need to get out. However, if Trump and Vance are able to get this MOU signed and move forward and get an actual peace deal and control Israel and tell them no, and if all this stops, if the conflict stops, I have to at least give them, you know, the Pandora's box, the bottom of it, of course, beyond all the bad stuff that comes out, is hope, right? Maybe we have some hope. Maybe in, you know, the soul of the most obtuse and arrogant American president ever to exist, and that's why I voted for him, a big reason, is because I thought he would have the gravitas and self-agency to get us out of an event like this by never allowing it to happen. Well, he failed on the first count. He allowed it to happen. Now, let's not try to kill him as he tries to get us out of it. Let's not join the pro-Israel people in doing that. This is a good thing and not a bad thing. You have seen me come out here and call Trump a traitor to the country. You've seen me trash him, whatever. I am all positive on this. I am all positive on this. Donald J. Trump, please get the MOU signed. Please get the peace agreement. Please bring our troops home. Please do whatever. You don't even have to do this, Trump. This is my message to you. You don't even need the MOU. Just take our ships, take our troops, take our planes, take our missiles, and bring them home or return them to the other countries like Japan and South Korea that we stole them from. Okay, return the troops and the equipment home. That's all you got to do for us to love you again, and not love you again because you're disgusting and you've killed innocent people. But at the same time, you are better than the Israelis if you do this. Do you want to be better than the devil? Do you want to be better than Satan himself? Do you want to be better than Netanyahu? Then at least get the MOU signed and let's go ahead and move on to peace. Play the second J.D. Vance clip.
About Hezbollah in Lebanon, because, sure, you know, that's a proxy that they're funding,
yep,
and that could easily queer this deal. It could queer this deal this week, people fear, never mind on a go-forward basis, either, yep, side, Israel or Hezbollah.
Sure. Look, it's always delicate with these things, and, you know, what we've seen with the ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's been clear, a dirty ceasefire. There's been some shooting back and forth, but frankly,
it's
not
very ceasefire-y.
There's way less shooting now than there was 2 weeks ago. There's way less shooting 2 weeks ago than there was before. So with these things, as the President of the United States said a couple weeks ago, he said, sometimes a ceasefire just means they're shooting less.
Yeah.
And that's the progress. And then you get to the next stage.
Well, how about not shooting at all? How about not doing the war that you promised not to do in the first place? Can we get that? Can I shake a tin cup around and just say, please, sir, can I have what I voted for? Like, the legalese of all of it, the lawyer speak of all of it, the explaining away of all of it, it's technical, actually. It's just like, we don't need that anymore. We need to GTFO. It's a snafu. Situation normal, all effed up. Like, it's time for us. FUBAR, whatever you want to call it, effed up beyond all recognition. That's what we've done in the Middle East. It's the $500 billion war. I'm going to say it again. Go ahead and play him.
Lebanon included?
Hezbollah? It is a regional peace deal. It's going to include the Gulf. It's going to include Israel. It's going to include Lebanon. The idea is this is a true regional peace deal because,
how
again,
do that
if the Iranians
Netanyahu
comply.
Sorry, forgive me for interrupting.
No. The idea is that if the Iranians comply, then we are going to have a true transformative deal for the Middle East. And if not, they don't get any economic benefits. The United States, we got what we came to do, and we're done.
Notice how he doesn't say anything bad about Daddy Netanyahu, lest Daddy Netanyahu come to the White House and pull out his belt and spank JD for being so insubordinate, right? Well, it's going to be a regional peace deal. It's going to be between these groups, these whatever. This, wherever I put it, I'm flopping around the studio like a walrus today. This is a MOU, a memorandum of understanding, the same way you'd get one done to business or whatever, with Iran, okay, between the United States and Iran. I'll read it again. Section 1, understanding an immediate and permanent end to the war on all fronts, including Lebanon, and undertake that from now on they will not launch any hostile action against each other and will refrain from the threat of use against force against each other, or whatever, paraphrasing. Where in that does it say, oh, it's a regional peace agreement. Oh, it don't matter what Netanyahu does. Oh, that says an immediate and permanent end to all the wars. I'm paraphrasing. That's what it says. So if we can't control the Israelis, and Ben-Gvir has already promised that they will not allow the Syrians to come in, which is also bad, but he says we will not allow the people that are part of ISIS to come in. So he even admits the truth. The Israelis are going to do something about it. We're going to do something about it via the Syrians. We'll say the Syrians did it. We'll say Julani did it, or Shara, because he changed his name. Keep in mind that guy's a terrorist, former head shopper, killed thousands of Christians, Muslims, and Alawites. We're going to be like, oh, it's Al Julani doing the war crime to the Lebanese people. It's not us. It don't violate the MOU. And maybe Iran will let that fly if it's Syria. Maybe they'll do whatever. I know for damn well sure if the Israelis bomb again, this agreement is as good as dirt. And we all know this, right? And it should be a no-brainer. It should just be the American people, the American Republic, our government standing for us. It says, no, we are in charge. We are the powerful nation. We are the 300 plus million. You are the 9 million. You serve us. You're subservient to us, not the other way around. We don't have that because of the boomer. The boomer was taught to worship Netanyahu and to lick his boots and to praise Israel and to give all their money to it. So, and to give their young children, literally, Bible says, don't give your children to the fires of Moloch. I say, don't give them to the fires of Netanyahu's wars, right? So the boomer was trained on the Scofield Bible propaganda, on the color TV, on the late night comedy shows, all of it, that was reality and whatever the government told them was good, right? So you got Trump in government now, and he understands the true government to be Israel. And as a boomer, he's just kind of doing what he's told. But even the boomer is starting to slow down. Even the boomer is realizing, even though they got bad eyesight, that we're going off the cliff here. So I do hope that there is enough spirit in the American public to really wake up our leadership about this and remind them of who they serve. Do they serve a nation of 9 million people who has been hell-bent on getting us into wars ever since the creation of their modern nation state 78 years ago? Is that the constituency? Because we can go ahead and pull up Trump's approval rating in Israel. Show the before and after the MOU. It's pretty shocking. It's like plus 25, and then it goes all the way down to like minus 27. Are those the people that you want to love you, that you want to care about you? Trump says on tape that he could be the first prime or the first Goyish or whatever he says, prime minister of Israel. And he says he's much more popular there than he is at home. Then why haven't you moved there yet? Well, I'll tell you why, Trump. It's because you're the United States president, not the Israeli president, not the Israeli prime minister. And you know that. And the people that still support you and your wickedness, even though it's been exposed and everyone knows what's going on, the people that are still coping and co-signing what you're doing, Trump, you are just like them. You are also a fool. You're also brainwashed. You were also co-opted. You are serving the interest of a foreign government over our own. Look at this. Trump support in Israel flips in 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, positive 58%, negative 35, plus 23. Now, positive 38%, negative 61, net support minus 23. And you want to tell me these people don't want war? Because what has Trump been doing? He's been trying to get peace, and they certainly don't like that. Trump's approval rating in Israel would be 100% if we had 10,000 Americans dead right now on Karg Island. It would be 1,000,000,000% if we did a land invasion, if we were actively involved, because these people see us as cattle to be murdered in their wars. Okay? And like, that's just the reality. Okay? And, you know, often they say actions speak louder than words, right? So what does it say that Marco Rubio says, comes out, well, we have to help Israel attack because we fear American soldiers are going to die in the retaliation. We can't stop the initial attack, so no Americans die at all. Well, keep in mind, we joined the initial strikes in the 2026 war because we didn't want more Americans to die. We had already accepted that Americans were going to die. Is this our country we're defending? Is it? Well, I would say it is. I would say Israel is our capital, right? We're the people in the Hunger Games that work in the various districts as slaves for, you know, this master race, this master class, this chosen people, if you will, right? That's what they call themselves. So we've got a chosen people that have special rights, that have earned the right via God promising it to them 3,000 years ago, that you have to go fight and die for them in a forever war because God said so. And then we've got the American state founded 250 years ago, the most powerful nation in the world, the new Rome, that is subservient, you know, to the new Israel. And Netanyahu talks about that. He says, oh, well, you know, we lost the last war to the Romans, got to win the next one. He says the Romans are us. They've declared war on us openly and we serve them. And that's why I talk about it in the chair, is because like, life ain't worth living if we can't talk about this stuff. Life ain't worth living if we're a subservient state, if we're a subservient nation. Life ain't worth living if I can't actually report to you the news. So people out there that are tired of hearing about Lebanon, Israel, Syria, Iran, blah, 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 whatever. I'm tired of it too. I want to talk about our nation, domestic policy, moving forward, building new cities, new railways, everything. Okay, that's what I care about. Unfortunately, you cannot get to step zero or step one until you get out of the negative. And we are like negative 500, 5,000, 5 million on all these issues that have been swept under the rug. You know, it's like we're hoarders and we can't even get out of our own house. Okay. We want to get out of our own house. We want to go smell or feel the wind on our face and feel the rain, feel the sunshine, whatever. We can't get out of there, get out of this mess that we've created for ourselves until we address it. And the easiest way to address it, I go back to Joe Kanigan, go find his latest tweet or one of his latest tweets. Declare victory and go home. This is the message. Declare victory and go home. Declare victory and go home. Stop this stupid, retarded stuff. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is declare victory and go home. And then we can worry about all of it later. And when all of our missiles are gone, when all of our defense systems are gone, when all our ships and troops are gone, Netanyahu, the little pipsqueak, little retard moron, all he can do is launch a nuclear weapon. Okay, that's all he can do. And then that's the end of that state forever because there'll be an international pariah. So they can't even do that. They'll have to sue for peace. They'll actually have to act like reasonable adults instead of little children that always get their way. And it's just like the arrogance and the entitlement of the Israelis, by and large, where they come out and say, yes, this war needs to happen. Well, I'm sorry. Even though you're the ones getting bombed, Iran's getting bombed too. Other nations are getting bombed. These people act like they're the only ones that are ever victims. Like nobody else has to swim through their wake. Well, newsflash, the entire world is having to swim through your wake and we don't like it. I'm reading this again. This is key. I want everyone to share this as well. We need Joe. If the deal involves giving Iran billions of our dollars, our best bet is to simply walk away. Providing such a massive sum will only end in catastrophe. Absolutely correct. Not only will President Trump be accused of cutting a deal worse than Obama's JCPOA, it objectively is, but the Iranians will undoubtedly use some of the money to fund their proxies. Absolutely correct. This will ultimately create a new justification for resuming the war, and round we go. A deal sounds nice in principle, but it's not needed to end this. Pull all the troops out of the region. Don't give Iran access to the billions. They'll have a hard time maintaining the closure of Strait of Hormuz without looking like the aggressor, which they would be in that point. They'd have to open it. At the same time, cut all the aid to Israel, prevent them from striking Iran or Lebanon. Go forward, leverage the potential of the sanctions as a tool to keep the strait open. And a formal deal, keep this in mind, guarantees that we're going to have to maintain a presence in the region to enforce it. Why do we got to do all this BS? Why can't we just declare victory and go home? I'm tired of the desert. I'm 23 years old. I'd like a future without the desert. I'd like a future where I don't have to learn the names of Naftali, Bennett, Arachi, Ben-Gavir, Smotrich. Ugh. Like, enough is enough. Okay, I care about the West. I care about America. I care about first world society. And I care about everyone around the world that's a living, breathing soul, too. I don't like it when innocent little brown people get murdered. That's also effed up and unacceptable, right? So from a pragmatist perspective and also from the moral perspective, it's time for us to leave. It's been time for us to leave for quite some time. But some of you guys out there in the audience, you got power fantasies about being Naruto or something, and you think you're going to launch the tailed beast bomb at Iran and blow it up or something. You're smoking filtered crack. When you listen to the experts that me and Suleiman talked to, whether that's a Joe Kent, Karen Karanovsky, or Karatowski, Suleiman, I already said him, Anthony Aguilar, Larry Johnson, Pepe Escobar, Ray McGovern, Lawrence Wilkerson, you name it. When you talk to these people, there is a universal recognition that we have already lost and there's no reason for us to be there. We can debate causality. We can debate what happens in the end. We can go past, present, future, whatever. The core thing that everyone knows to be correct is we got to get gone yesterday. We got to get out of there. So I hope you hear that and take that message into your heart and realize there's nothing tough and gung-ho about sending thousands of innocent civilians or American troops off to go die and another meaningless war in the desert for nobody or for Satan himself, the devil, the big Yahoo, Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll cover all that and more in the next segment. I love you guys. Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. If you're interested, Rex Jones News with a Z. Go ahead and follow me there. I'm live every morning and then Thursday and Sunday nights. I love you. Really do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple. TheOliveStoneStore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at TheOliveStoneStore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible, high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gate at theellisshowstore.com. Premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at theellisshowstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, are on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, a 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today, and also buy gifts for friends and family, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating, level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's ahead of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity fed, water filtration, and it makes this operation possible. Multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals and non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these T-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll probably come up with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 free. Defund the Deep State. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well. All limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Terms here, just a couple of them I want to talk about especially, is the first one, the first point, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States, together with their allies in the current war, declare upon the signing of this memorandum an immediate and permanent end to the war on all fronts, including Lebanon. And that is causing a lot of consternation in many quarters here, not the least of which Benjamin Netanyahu, because this is central to what he is telling all of his people is necessary for his national security. Here's what he said when he was asked on that issue today.
אתם אמרתם שאתם לא מחויבים לסעיף לבנון בהסכם הזה. האם אתם מחויבים להסכם איראן בהסכם הזה?
שוב, ההסכם הזה הוא נעשה על ידי ארצות הברית, על ידי הנשיא ארצות הברית, והוא חושב שהוא יכול באמת לשלב גם את פתיחת המצרים וגם את ביטול תוכנית הגרעין. ואמרתי, זו החלטה שלו. אני חוזר ואומר, זו החלטה שלו. הוא מוביל את זה. ואני כמובן הבאתי את דעתי בשיחות שונות. מנגד, אמרתי שיש לנו אינטרסים שלנו.
So in case anybody couldn't read that small print there, he was asked, are you going to abide by that clause in the agreement if that's what's in there, because you said we're going to go further? And he said, listen, that's President Trump's deal. As long as he can end the nuclear program and the disarmament of Iran, he can do whatever he wants. But we have our own interests, and we're going to follow those as well. So he did not commit to doing it. What do you is that going to unseat? That's point number one, at least of what's been leaked today. Is that going to undo the thing before it even gets to signing on Friday?
Potentially. Again, it depends on President Trump, who is looking for, what do we call it, a get out of jail card. In other words, we've just fought a losing war with Iran. We'd like to end this and sort of steal away into the night without any further difficulty. He's looking for a piece of paper that confers that ability on him. The problem is that, and we've talked, I think, about this before, for Mr. Netanyahu and frankly for the Israelis, the fight with Hezbollah is existential. You know, they know that with Hezbollah, there can be no outcome other than Hezbollah's destruction or Israel's capitulation. And the Israelis are not going to capitulate to Hezbollah.
Okay, you can go ahead and take us out. So, of course, that is the critically acclaimed Colonel Douglas McGregor, former advisor to Trump and, of course, a combat veteran, a military legend, out there saying what me and Suleiman are saying and everyone else is saying. It's all dependent on Israel, right? Like, we want to leave. We want to go. We want to get out of there. This agreement is basically wet toilet paper until Trump can actually demonstrate that he has the ability to restrain or to withhold the Israelis and Netanyahu from doing what they want to do. So what today has turned into is a pretty high-level dissertation on what the MOU is and what it represents, even though kind of it is defunct until it's actually proven that we can hold the Israelis' feet to the fire and that we are the senior partner and not the junior one. I'm going to be joined at the start of the next hour by Colonel Anthony Aguilar. Go ahead and pull up his website when you have it ready. I'm going to ask him a lot of the same questions I asked Suleiman, understanding from a military perspective the true cost of keeping our guys over there overextended in these bases, in these ships, you know, preparing, you know, for the blockade, preparing for the ground invasion, whatever they were doing before versus what they're doing now, and the potential positive impacts on the military and on the economy that could result as us leaving the region. Because here's the thing. We can do doom and gloom, negative, all we want, all we can. I think it's very important to look at the black pill perspective, and I am pretty black pilled on a lot of these things because it looks like we don't have agency. But at the same time, what is a true positive roadmap to peace look like? What does the MOU finalized look like? Does it look like armistice agreement where we just kind of sign the MOU and then it says in here that it could be extended basically indefinitely so long as both sides agree? Is it kind of a North-South Korea situation, or is it the building block to something greater if it can be achieved, or if it does burn, how does it crash and burn and fail and burn? We're going to get into all of that, but I'm being told that I've got a plug, and I really do need to plug as well. You need the phenomenal products available at thealexjonesstore.com. Let's go ahead and get into it, into what a supplement is as well. I think it's very key for people to understand. We've got two categories of supplement. You got one that's like a vitamin, a mineral, replaces something in your body, not getting enough of it in your diet, depleted soil, you name it, toxic environment. Number two is like the hormetic stressor, is the adaptogen, is the plant drug, if you will. And whether it's a cordyceps mushroom, whether that's a Rhodiola roja, whether that's a natokinase, these are things that have real mechanisms of action that demonstrate, you know, an effect within your body to promote some sort of positive feedback loop, to promote some sort of a cellular effect that you want, in the same way like a nootropic, an adaptogen, or a peptide. Might, right? It's got a real way in which it works as can be explained. Go ahead and get up thealexjonesstore.com. Pull up the methylene blue. Pull up the methylene blue. I'm going to do a little breakdown for you guys. So methylene blue is a small molecule based off nitrogen, chlorine, and sulfur. All right, you got nitrogen, sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its medical dye property, light scattering, you name it. That's why it's blue. That's why it's a brilliant blue. The sulfur donates a donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. I'm going to say that again. The sulfur group donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, skipping you through the stage in the Krebs cycle where you make all the toxic byproducts, stage one, and straight into the cleanest stage, which is oxidative phosphorylation. Now, what does that mean in layman's terms? Number one, you're making more energy. Number two, you're able to use more of it. That's a real mechanism of action. That's me explaining to you on a very foundational level how methylene blue works. Now, why is it so amazing that when you do something for your mitochondria, that you start to experience all these positive health effects, holistic effects, you name it? Well, simply put, as we get older, our cells have something called the Hayflick limit. That means up to 48 cell divisions, and then it stops. You can't really do it anymore. It can't really fix itself. It becomes a senescent cell, okay? And a senescent cell, you can look this up, Google Scholar, PubMed, Ask ChatGPT, whatever you're going to do, whatever your research is, you can go ask it, what does a senescent cell do? A senescent cell pumps out all the bad stuff you don't want. The oxidative stress, the inflammatory biomarkers, the reactive oxygen species, all of that and more comes from the senescent cell because the lights are on and nobody's home. With methylene blue and other ingredients like the ones I sell in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, also available in the Power Drive bundle on thealexjonesstore.com, go ahead and pull that up. When you're taking things like methylene blue, when you're taking things like PQQ or CoQ10, which improve mitochondrial health, biogenesis, a wide number of factors, when you're doing these things that boost your ATP and boost your cells naturally and putting yourself into a more healthy, fluid state, shall we say, how you're doing that is by reducing oxidative stress, right? So we've got a lot of phenomenal items on the alexjonesstore.com, almost said the old name of it, excuse me, that I really think could add a lot to your life should you choose to try them. And I think it would benefit you to do so. Yeah, go ahead and show them that. The Power Drive Bundle, that's 120 capsules, 30 servings, 60 servings for some of it as well. Power Plant and Methyl Drive, CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, selenium, and so much more available in the Methyl Drive. That's everything you need to turbocharge your mitochondria, overall body health, nootropic aid, energy, and thinking, cognitive support as well. All that and more in Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Rhodiola rosea, Viking root, Arctic root, golden root, it's also known as, boost dopamine, norepinephrine, makes exercise feel better, combined with the cordyceps mushroom to literally make exercise easier, boost ATP and oxygen carrying capacity, combined with the boron and the zinc to naturally jolt your free testosterone all the way through the ceiling and more. You take these together and you combine it with methylene blue, you're going to experience the benefits. And here, I want to do a little bit of metaphorical, and I want to wage a little war. Okay, you want to help me wage a little war? I want you to call and email Bigly, and I want you to say, hey, why isn't Rex Jones on the team? Why isn't Rex Jones involved? Because they don't include me, and they should. They should. I call these guys, and it'll literally take them, you know, like months and months to get back to me. Well, I want to be involved. I want to formulate more great products. People ask me all the time, hey, do this for Bigly, do that for Bigly, whatever. I say, great. I try. I leave them messages. I want to be involved. It's time to increase the supplement line. It's time to add sleep supplements to the supplement line. It's time to have more energy stuff on the supplement line and have more premium ingredients on the supplement line. I want to do all of that together. It takes the audience getting engaged. The best way to do that, best way to show Bigly that you want more of my involvement is to go buy more of the products that I've created. So go ahead and throw Power Drive Bundle up there again. This is literally premium grade, premium stack. If you're taking methylene blue, you are crazy if you do not buy this. And I want you to buy this product, and then I want you to tell Bigly, hey, I bought this product because Rex Jones explained to me this is the flagship thing that we have to take in conjunction with the methylene blue. These are supplements targeted and designed to work better and to enhance methylene blue. Why isn't Rex Jones inventing more products? Now, I could go ahead and plug my own stores here and tell you about things I have on 50%off.com and JonesCBD.com. I won't do that as a gesture of goodwill and good faith to Bigly. However, I do want to be involved and I do not like being ignored. Okay? And I'm a player in the game. I'm in the studio, right? So go ahead and give me a call. I know the people buying the supplements are going to give you a call. People want more original products. They want to know there's a Jones behind them, right? I've been getting a lot of people buying my toothpaste lately because they say, hey, I didn't know you had toothpaste available on 50%off.com. I thought it was just, you know, supplements and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, I do have toothpaste on there. People are looking to support a Jones. They're looking to support us through these products because they want us to do these phenomenal shows. Best way to do that is to have a great team around us. And we do. We all just need to work and communicate together better, more firmly. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I want to do more with Bigly. They're amazing guys. It's an amazing company. It makes me so happy and so proud to think about guys doing the same thing we were doing back in the 2015, 2016 time period. But it's time for us to all get clicked in and come together, because there's so much more we can bring y'all. And I want to read y'all an offer really quick before I go off here. There's a new premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt, available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy duty nylon webbing. That's right, nylon webbing, body armor webbing, with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, no holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro adjustable, Mark Levin fit, whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or out on the move. And we've got three designs: the cross edition, which is a symbol of faith, 1776 edition, a reminder of what the country was built on, the Alex Jones signature for the listeners, the fighters, people who refuse to back down. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. Each belt is only $39.99. And for a limited time, you can get all designs bundled together for under $100. I think that's a phenomenal deal. Here's the thing. When it comes to the apparel, in the same way that we sell the best supplements in the entire world, that's what Bigly does, what we've always done in the past, going forward in the future, we have the best apparel. We have the best hats, the best t-shirts, the best supplements, the best belts, the best knives, the best everything, because that's what you guys demand. And like my dad always says, I'm a good salesman. I'm a great salesman. To be a great salesman, it's very simple. You don't have to pitch people on a bad product. Just have the best thing. They'll come to you already. That's what we have. And that's why we have the wide support base that we have. And I just want to say thank you to all our VIP members. And specifically, y'all really help make the show possible, make the show happen. Thank you to everybody that's ever ordered a product or even ever been to the store or shared the live links or anything like that. This is a collective. This is all us together waging info war. And as my father always says, it takes money to win a war. Help us stay in the fight. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get the methylene blue. Are you crazy? Do you not understand what this will do for your energy levels? Go get the methylene blue right now. Over 80% reorder rate. Absolutely incredible. Everything we've got, bar none, is the top rated best item, top of the line. So if you're going to buy these things from anybody anyway, and we're all going to buy t-shirts and whatever, all going to buy toothpaste, you might as well buy them from us. Now, I guess I'm a little deep in the infomercial. I might as well just do a little plug. You're coming back to me. 50%off.com. I've got Knockout. I've got toothpaste. I've got Rainforce. I've got all these things you thought were gone at 50%off.com. And then at JonesCBD.com, that's Jones CBD, I've got the amazing top-rated bestseller Dreamwave full-spectrum CBD with melatonin and chamomile in it. I've got the Ultra Green Nano CBD emulsified. And then I've got the Ultra Chill, which my father asked me to invent, that combines ashwagandha, theobromine, CBD, and CBG all together. And these prices, I'm asking for $37.95 for the Dreamwave. It's insane. You're never going to get a deal like that on full-spectrum CBD. I'll never go against the family. So I won't sell anything that is going to double dip or anything. But here's the thing. Bigly, you guys don't have a sleep supplement. You don't sell melatonin and you're a supplement store. And you guys don't call me and we don't fix this problem. We could be making a lot more money. We could be having a better operation here. Have more reporters, more hours, you name it. So go ahead and give me the call. But for that initial support, support the alexjonesstore.com with all the phenomenal products. Really appreciate the plug, guys. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's go into it. Let's go ahead and pull up that. Where's the Israeli article? It's not Jerusalem Times. It's another one. All right, here we go. Israel not mentioned in reported leaked draft of U.S.-Iran deal. That's from jpost.com. The United States has agreed to work with regional partners to create a comprehensive plan agreed to by both parties for the rehabilitation and economic development of the Iranian regime while ensuring financing of at least $300 billion. So there's that number again, according to the reported draft of the 14-point U.S.-Iran MOU shared on Tuesday. According to Reuters, the fund is a private investment vehicle. What? Not a reconstruction or reparations program, and will not include any government money or grants. So they're going to get billionaires to fund this or something? How is this going to work? Is it going to be like where the Saudis, the UAE people, they promise us like $10 trillion over like 18 years or whatever, and it sounds nice, and they sign the thing, and there's never the money? I don't think Iran is going to ascertain or allow that. I think it's going to have to be real physical cash. And you think about $300 billion is not chump change. That's three times what we spent on the war, according to the pure monetary number. Of course, get into the missile interceptors, get into the drones, get into the radar systems, get into the bases that were destroyed. You could say maybe it's like 1.5x higher. Like, who knows? That's the real, I need to do a deep dive. Of course, it'd be all estimates. Is estimatory a word, or did I just make that up? I want to estimate it all, because this war has to be at least a half a trillion dollar conflict. If you look at $300 billion we're talking about here, you look at $100 billion we're talking about, $110, that we already spent on the war so far, and then you look at the missiles and the radar systems and the bases, it's not quantifiable. The fund will reportedly assist in fields such as energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transport. Additionally, it is said to be entirely different from the sanctioned $24 billion, so it's even more money. Again, that's why I say I need to do a complete estimate of all of it, which is discussed in a separate point in the document. Additionally, Israel has not mentioned the MOU, brought that up with Suleiman, despite the first point calling for an immediate and permanent end to the war on all fronts, including Lebanon. Look at that. $113 billion right there. $113 billion. How did we get here? How is this acceptable? How do Americans not realize this is your future that's being stolen from you? We're the ones that are being disenfranchised here. Okay? Whenever they spend this money to do this retarded evil stuff, it is your children, your grandchildren's future that is being mortgaged and leveraged away as the down payment for all of it. So to act like this doesn't have, you know, a real impact going down the line, all the people in office, this is why I always talk about this, they're all over like 50, 60 years old. They're not going to be here in 40, 50 years when they have to deal with the fallout of this stuff, or even 20, 30 years, they're all going to be gone. They're all boomers, right? So why do boomers run our government and sleepwalk us into hell, sleepwalk us into World War III, and then get righteous indignation and tell us that we're with the terrorists just because we want the war to be over? It's insane, okay? No. No more gaslighting, no more BS, go chew on a hard caramel candy at the nursing home. Seriously, enough is enough. You're not taking us to war. You're 80 years old or whatever, you're 95 years old, you're in Congress, whatever, and you're either voting for us to die or passing bills that want us to go die. You want me, a 23-year-old, to go die in the Middle East for Netanyahu? I am going to Mexico immediately. I am going to Canada immediately. I am draft dodging and hanging out with the thick Latinas. This is a no-brainer for me. This is easy. So when you do this stuff to me, Boomer, when you make me feel this way, Boomer, when you oppress me, Boomer, when you send me off to war to go die, Boomer, I get pretty upset because you have all the wealth, all the money, all the power. I pay out of my money Social Security that goes to the Boomer my entire life that I'm never going to get, and they want me to go fight and die for Israel because the Bible says 3,000 years ago. And I'm supposed to not be upset? I'm supposed to sit in here and be rational and not crash out and not be mad? It is not a smart thing to do to come after old people or to say that, you know, maybe they've voted disproportionately for the disenfranchisement of America. I'm not trying to make you mad out there, but if you're older and you're wise and you're an elder and not a boomer, you'll understand this because you've seen people that are not boomers that are younger than boomers. I have too. Gen X, millennial, even Gen Z that have adopted the boomer mindset. It's the neocon war hawk mindset. And that's what's leading to the destruction, degradation of our country. I'm a complete pacifist, gentleman, salesman, businessman, okay? I do not come out here and pretend to be, you know, like Hegseth said, sit on a throne of Chinese skulls or whatever. I do not claim to be like a ooh-rah tough guy or anything like that. But at the same time, I think it's a hell of a lot tougher and braver to advocate for peace and to be against war and to be against all these monsters that are trying to lead us into genocide in World War III than it is to be, I'm a tough guy and I support bombing little kids in a country you ain't ever heard of. Like, that guy needs to get slapped. I'm sorry, it's true. And just because you're a big boy, just because you passed basic training and they gave you a rifle or whatever, that does not qualify you to write off entire countries of people as subhuman. Okay? So to people that use their military experience, military service to somehow justify the forever wars, those medals might as well be refrigerator magnets. Okay? And the real people, the real soldiers, the real Marines, the real special forces operators that have been out there in the field agree with me and think it's cowardly behavior that sends everybody off to fight and die in a meaningless war. These are people like Anthony Aguilar, who's going to join me at the start of New Hour, who have fought for real, who have done these things for real. Him and Joe Kent together on the panel with me on the panel show. Phenomenal show last Friday. You got to go rewatch that if you haven't already. They have a combined 50 years of military experience, and they're saying, we got to get out of here now. Yesterday, last month, never to begin with, because they realize these conflicts aren't set up for us to win. These conflicts are set up for us to lose. And what is it that Joe Kent said? He's not against military force. If we can win, we could have never won. It was over on day one. It was over due to the geography. It was over due to the prep time. They had 20 years. Okay. We helped Saddam Hussein kill 400,000 of these MFers. Okay, we helped him murder a ton of them with chemical weapons. They have been preparing for a war with America for the past two decades plus. And we think we can just roll in there with the B-2 bomber and win? Are we functionally retarded? Are we insane? And Iran has proven that the future of warfare, and I'll discuss this with Anthony Aguilar coming up, the future of warfare is not limited offensive engagement where you have a bunch of jets going off aircraft carrier. The future of war is drones, is missiles, is monetarily efficient warfare. I'm going to ask him about that. Monetarily efficient warfare. That is the future. And like Joe Kent says, the best bet is simply to walk away. It's a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. All right, we're going to have Anthony Aguilar joining us here at the start of the next hour. I'm going to go ahead and do a plug. Go ahead and pull Jones CBD up. That's jonescbd.com. I want to tell people about this. I have the best deal on melatonin, blue chamomile, plus full spectrum CBD that you're ever going to find. I've got $37.95 full spectrum CBD, $37 plus melatonin, plus blue chamomile, all wrapped up into one package. That's jonescbd.com, Jones CBD. And I've got the Dreamwave, I've got the Ultra Chill, and I've got the Ultra Green. I've got a nano emulsified version. I've got a version with ashwagandha and theobromine. And I've got a version with the melatonin and the blue chamomile. That's jonescbd.com. I highly recommend y'all go check that out. Best formulas in the entire world. Best price in the entire world. Click on the Dreamwave real quick. Nobody is going to offer you a product like this at the price point I'm offering it to you at. You can use code CBD to get an additional 20% off. These are anecdotally award-winning formulas, in my view, in my opinion. People love it. Dreamwave is a rock star. Dreamwave is my top-selling product across all stores. Highly recommend that you get it. That's jonescbd.com. Just check out what I got available. I promise you won't regret it. And here's the thing. If you're buying a sleep supplement from me, buy the sleep supplement from me and then tell Bigly, hey, you didn't have one. Like they don't have a sleep product. So like, what's up with that? I do. I've got multiple. You can use Knockout if you're drug tested, you need a melatonin plus 9 botanical ingredients, or you can use the Dreamwave CBD from jonescbd.com to really get that rest, really get that sleep. If my grandma takes any more than a quarter dropper, she says she feels like she's on drugs. So I think that's a pretty good endorsement. So go ahead and go to jonescbd.com. And of course, always cut back to the King Daddy, cut back to the Mac Daddy, cut back to thealexjonesstore.com. Because if you've got the means, if you want to support this broadcast and broadcast moving forward, you want to go support places like thealexjonesstore.com. And the thing I always love hearing, and it's true, I hear it in the ads, they say it's an adventure to wear one of these shirts. And it absolutely is. I wear one of those shirts basically every single day from the old store and the new store now. I love the Bigly shirts with the fat tag. It's a new high quality shirt that we've got. A lot of these shirts, most of the shirts we sell are that now. With the fat tag, it's going to be amazing for lifting, going to be amazing for working, going to be amazing for hanging out with friends. And it's something that can connect you to other people basically instantaneously, instantly. Somebody recognizes it. They've seen the show before or they identify with the ideals, 1776, Americana, you name it. We've got all of that and more, hats, t-shirts, knives, belts, utility stuff, you name it, available at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWar, not InfoWars. InfoWar is forever. We will be right back with Anthony Aguilar joining us after the break. I love you all. Stay tuned.
It took him 2 years to do it. When Bigly came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Alex Jones Network and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent him the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, three or four that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest-rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better, and I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years, they did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, AlexJonesLive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, AlexJonesApp.com, following us on Exit Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it so we have a relationship with you.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.